I became aware of AIDS because of my wife, Shura, who has a friend known, named Larry Kramer, a very well-known gay writer in New York City, whom she knew for many, many years from the time that he was a film producer in England. Larry subsequently returned back to the States. He got involved with gay awareness, gay literature. He wrote a very controversial pocketbook known titled Faggots that became a seminal story on what was happening on the gay scene in New York in the late 70s. In the process, Larry spent some time in gay bathhouses, and he had an intimate knowledge, naturally, of what was going on there. And it was a bit raunchy, of course, because people were at that time looking for liberation. This is the period that follows this Stonewall Rebellion that took place in the Green Village in a time when there was quite a bit of police repression against gay men. And young gay men were looking for their so-called liberation and identity. And in the process, what was not known to them is the fact that their practice of unsafe sex could be very deadly. There was no medical awareness at the time. No one could tell what was going on, and there was no history of it at the time in the United States. No one could even warn anybody that it could get so out of hand in the United States. At one point, as more and more gay men were coming down with this infectious disease, at that time, they were thinking that it was just a skin disease and it was the domain of the skin doctors. Dr. Alvin Friedman Keene and other well-known doctors in New York who basically were attending to the needs of gay men, who thought that maybe they were dealing with some kind of a deadly cancer because they were seeing more and more gay men with big red lesions on different parts of the body. It could be on the legs, it could be on the stomach, could be on their hands or on the face, and no one knew where it came from. He told Shura about it, and he told her that there was a deadly virus plaguing, infecting the gay community, and everything sounded so weird. I mean, it was like a horror movie, because how can a virus know a gay man?
When was
This is 1981. And subsequently, I remember that when we at Contact went to photograph the royal wedding, I carried with me an article from the New York Times that my wife cut for me to carry for a gay friend of hers in London who she thought should be warned of what was going on, because the New York Times came with a little story about this particular phenomenon from a point of view of a New York doctor who found about this particular strange gay infection. And I at the time didn't realize how serious it was, because number one, I wasn't spending a lot of time among gay men, even though we had quite a few gay friends. And no one in the media at that time seemed to make a big fuss about it. It was all so undercover or under the rug, so to speak. And later, Larry kept badgering Shura that I must do something about it. Okay? Now, how would a straight guy do something about a gay plague that no one wants to be photographed or nobody talks about? And how do you talk about it to editors who basically at that time were still kind of very shy of dealing with anything that was gay? And how do you make them believe that, like, it's a real story, that this is something that could become historically a major event for the 20th century, definitely. Because by the time that the century was over, I mean, literally over 15 million people were gone by AIDS, which is just about as many people who were killed in the Russian front during World War II. So I tried to figure out what would be the angle, how to get to know people, how to get my, how to dip in the water, so to speak, how to first do something just so that I'll get some, I'll make contact with this epidemic.